Here we are about 10 blocks south of the silk markets in Beijing. There's a guy opposite on the other side of the street with the ubiquitous megaphone flogging off an enormous pile of cabbages. Winter's coming soon. And right in front of us, sitting on the pavement, is a cardboard box. It's quite a big cardboard box, I'd say about 2 meters high and 3 wide. There's a small hole in one side of it, and through it, the guys inside can take your keys to be cut. And there's a door on the other side. And when I first came down the street yesterday, what jumped out at me then and grabbed me by the throat was the sound that you're hearing now. It's the ahu, the two-string Chinese trad violin-type instrument thing. And it can cut through cardboard, believe me, like a hot knife through butter. We're listening at the moment to Shang Chun Sheng playing, but he reckons his mate Hu Sing Hang cuts it even better than he does. Anyway, he prefers to sing. And Shang Chun Sheng writes his own songs, and the text is written all over the inside of the box. The kind of wall-to-wall authentic people's music, I suppose. I'm not kidding, there's not a spare inch that doesn't carry his frenetic script. This is your actual folk music, because there's not a tourist bus inside. So let's step inside the box for a minute.
Please.
Alright. Now listen to these guys play.
Thank you.
除了两件事，一个就是开放，开放23个城市，还有一个嘛就是用一国两制的方式解决了香港问题，就这么两件事。一国两制是从中国自己实际出来，不是中国人提不出来。为什么？中国自己面临了一个香港问题，一个台湾问题，而且解决这个问题只有两个方式：一个用谈判的方式，一个是用武力的方式。用和平谈判的方式解决这个问题，重要谈判的双方或者三方都能接受香港问题是三方，中国和英国加香港的人民吧。结束的。两年前吧，撒切尔夫人来，当时他坚持历史的条约法律有效，就是说啊，英国啊，要技术管理香港。我跟他说的权问题是不能够谈判的，是说中国呀，1997年收回的问题啊，不能谈判，不管用什么方式，我们就确定要谈判。
People's Music Instrument Factory is specializing in the productions and transactions of Chinese music. In particular, broad variety and joint venture, it is highly reputed for quality dependability and no ills. The factory also boasts worldwide reputation.And new market adventures. Apart from the Chinese dulcimer, Yang Qin, Pi Pa, Sheng, the most important instrument for the masses is the Er Hu, the Chinese two strings, Wuling. Remember, quality of our products is effectively assured.
She's make Yang Qin's note as well.
How to
say that?
Tuning.
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 Yeah.
tuning in Chinese is
调音
调音调音
调音
这一个琴啊有一百多根弦
More than 100 strings about this, this Yang Qin. That is not very good because she didn't finish that work to
finish tuning. We are standing right now in a CD factory on the outskirts of Beijing. It's staffed by Cantonese immigrant labor from the south and not by the locals. And I'm privileged to be allowed to take a peek at one of the CD pirating centers of the world. The women here are working on a fake cover right at this moment of a well-known singing turkey whose name I've been asked not to reveal. Communism clearly didn't do capitalism over, so the Chinese have come up with another idea. They have decided to unhinge capitalism by outdoing the capitalists at their own game. The aim is to copy the American dream out of existence, or at least until it becomes an unprofitable nightmare. We're talking serious oversupply here. In China, there has never been a legal concept of copyright, and only in this century, really, in the West. Culture belongs to everybody, doesn't it? And besides which, they are surely now only being good capitalists. Learning from the corporations, they are copying. The same corporations, needless to say, are quite happy to use cheap Chinese labor when it suits them. Of course, the US entertainment and world-dominating industry is now squealing. They are starting to lose millions of dollars. Poor bastards. Doesn't your heart just bleed for Time Warner, Sony, and Disney, etc.? But now we have the chance to watch large empire amounts of Michael Jackson, Madonna, and Donald Duck go up in smoke. Computer technology being the ultimate seed of destruction and all that. I mean, it's not just CD copyright being grabbed by the short and curlies here. It's the whole cultural package. Everything imaginable is being copied. Is China the first postmodern economy? Possibly. And it could be the last economy, as we understand it, ever. Can't somebody turn it off? Nobody works at the terminal anymore. We fired them all years ago in an efficiency drive, says management. The company buys up other companies. First, violin-making companies, and then any related companies. Then finally, all companies. There are no employees anymore. There is no work anymore. There is communication. Lots of it. But, unfortunately, there is nothing left to communicate. There is no content anymore. That's the problem. The world economy then not so much crashes as simply evaporates into cyberspace. A spokesman for Mercedes-Benz arrived in China a few months ago, and foaming at the mouth with market potential fever, announced that it was his dream that every Chinese person would one day drive one of his company's cars. But to give the guy some credit, he did mention later to an aide that if this happened, the world would, of course, cease to exist, as an extra billion cars worth of pollution is unsustainable. Good evening.